Well, Joe Sun, it is good to see you.
好開心可以見到大家。
And I hope those who are viewing us, I hope it's good to, I hope you're having a good sight of the service here.
希望在網上崇拜的都看得清楚。
Before I begin on this very majestic passage, let me go ahead and open us in a word of prayer.
在看這段這麼尊貴的經文開始之前，我們一起禱告。
Lord God, great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised.
天父，你是偉大，你是配大大配得稱頌。
Father, indeed, you are mighty and you are powerful.
天父，你是滿有權能，滿有權柄。
Father, we just really stand in awe and we praise you in awe.
天父，我們是敬畏的，在你面前去讚美你。
We're so grateful that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins.
我們很感恩你差派你的愛子耶穌基督，是為我們的罪緣故在十架上死。
And so, Father, we thank you indeed, Father, for the salvation you bring through Christ.
天父，我們就因此感謝你通過基督帶這個救恩給我們。
Father, we continue to pray, Father, for our church.
天父，我們繼續為我們教會禱告。
We are thankful, Father, for Pastor Andy and the pastoral staff.
我們感恩有程牧師和教牧團隊。
We continue to trust you, Lord, for your Cantonese pastor.
我們信靠你帶領一位粵語牧者來到當中。
And Father, we continue to trust you in terms of guidance as far as our church leaders.
我們信靠你的帶領，是給我們有教會的領袖。
Father, as your word is being opened, Father, we pray, Lord, that you give us great attention.
天父，當我們打開你的話語的時候，願我們專心。
And let us revere your word.
願我們尊敬你的話語。
May you be exalted and we all be humble.
願你得高舉，願我們被謙卑下來。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我們這樣禱告，奉主耶穌的名求。
Amen. Well, when it comes to prayer, it's important to have the right view of God.
在講到禱告的時候，我們要對神有正確的睇法。
If you think about it, if we have a low view of God, we will be less we'll be more reluctant to come to God in prayer.
若我們看得神太小的話，我們就會很難去來到神面前禱告。
We probably wouldn't pray too much.
我們或者不會禱告得那麼密。
But if we had a high view of God, we would probably pray a whole lot more.
若我們看重神，對神有正確的看法的時候，我們就會更多的禱告。
Our prayers would be bold and it would be confident.
我們的禱告會勇敢，會是有信心的。
If we have a right and proper view of God, our worship will also be elevated.
當我們有正確的態度對神的時候，看神的時候，我們就會是有正確的態度去敬拜祂。
We will have a greater reverence before God, and we will also have a better response before God.
我們在神面前有更多的尊敬，我們有更好的回應。
The psalmist says, Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
詩人說耶和華本為大，該受大讚美。
And it's not simply just for our prayers and simply for our worship.
不是單止是對於我們的禱告或者是敬拜。
But our view of God makes a difference in terms of our spiritual growth.
而是我們怎樣看神，是比我們的屬靈生命有很大的分別。
More specifically, how we trust in our Lord, how we live in the Lord, and even how we serve in the Lord.
我們怎樣信靠耶和華，我們怎樣住在耶和華裡面，怎樣去侍奉耶和華。
A.W. Tozer once said, What comes in our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us.
A.W. Tozer 就說，當我們想起神的時候，我們腦海裡面出現的是什麼是最重要的。
In his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, he goes on to say, For this reason, the gravest question for the church is always God himself. And the most important fact about any man is not what he is at any given time or what he says or do, but what he, in his deep in his heart, conceives of God.
他的本書是對聖者的認識，這本書裡面講到，因此對教會來說，最重要的問題永遠都是神自己。關於任何一個人最重要的資料，不是他在某時某刻某境況做些什麼講些什麼，而是他內心深處對神的看法。
So when you pray, what is the first thing that comes in your mind about God?
當你禱告的時候，你第一樣關於神思想神的時候，第一樣在你腦海出現的是什麼呢？
And when you're prepared to worship, what comes to your mind about God?
當你是預備敬拜的時候，你對神的看法是怎樣呢？
This morning, may I present a passage that will help us shape our view of the Lord.
今天早上当我们敬拜神的时候，愿我们一起看这段经文，去塑造一个对神的看法。
The message is Behold our God.
那个题目是仰望我们的神。
And in this passage found in the book of Revelation, this offers a glimpse of heavenly glory presenting and beholding our God.
在启示录的时候，我们看到是怎样看神。
Many of us have tried to study this book of Revelation, and we have to understand that it was Apostle John who wrote it much later in his years.
是启示录是由使徒约翰去怎样去在生命后期的时候去写的。
And at the time he was banished for his belief and he was on an Isle of Patmos.
他在拔摩島那裡被放逐在那裡。
He knew very well in terms of the persecution that had been escalated. In other words, more and more against believers, including himself.
當時對信徒的逼迫是越來越嚴重，包括他自己在內。
He was very well aware of the riots. He was very well aware of the rebellion against the church.
他是很醒覺到當時對基督徒是敵對教會的暴亂和叛亂。
History verifies this. In fact, it tells us that the Roman Emperor Nero had a vendetta against Christian, literally making it a sport to hunt down Christians.
歷史告訴我們，尼禄王他當時是仇恨基督徒，將狩獵基督徒作為一種娛樂。
At the time of the writing of the book of Revelation, John was probably the last apostle standing.
在当时写启示录的时候，约翰就当时差不多是最后一位的使徒。
And each one of them prior were suffered a martyr's death.
而之前就有很多的使徒已经 是受难 去成为殉道者。
In the previous chapter, Christ gave the letters to the seven churches.
在之前那几章里面，耶稣基督就有些信是给这些的教会。
And you could tell if you read that each church that is mentioned had its shares of struggles and tribulations.
在这七间教会里面，有他们每一间教会都有他的灾难和挣扎。
The enemy, Satan, contributed both the misery as well as the misdirection of the church.
敌人撒旦就是 去增加他们的苦难和误导教会。
You can't help feel how what the Apostle John was thinking. He must have felt discouraged.
我们可以想象使徒约翰他是怎样几咁灰心。
And the churches may have felt defeated.
教会可能感到失败。
And so come this passage that flows into this in chapter 4.
咁而呢段经文就在第四章那里出现。
The Bible says that John looked and a door standing in open in heaven.
圣经那里记载，此后我观看，见天上有门开了。
And he heard a voice.
他听到声音。
It was not an ordinary voice. It wasn't a whispering voice. It wasn't even a common voice, but it was a thunderous, triumphant voice.
这个不是一个普通的声音，微小的声音，而是好像吹号的声音。
And that voice says,Come up here.
这个声音说，你上到这里来。
Come up here.
上到这里来。
This is from the lips of Christ.
这个是基督所讲的说话。
And when we think about just simply the word come, it's very authoritative and yet very endearing.
我们想到来这个字的时候，是一个很有权柄的，也都是很亲切的一个字。
Do you remember how Jesus uses the word come in the Gospels.
记唔记得耶稣基督点样用来呢一个字喺福音书入边呢
？Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, "Come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
凡劳苦担重担的人都到我这里来，我要使你们得安息。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, Jesus says, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
马太福音四章十九节嗰度提到，来跟从我，我要使你得人如得鱼。
Jesus also said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day."
耶稣亦都讲过，冇人能够去到父面前，除非系通过佢，而佢亦都会使佢哋喺最后嘅日子度复活。
In another passage in John, it says, "All that the Father gives me will come to me." And whoever comes to me, I will never cast out.
约翰福音入面亦都记载，所有父神所给我的，也会来到我的面前，而来到我面前的，我不会赶出去。
Did you catch the flavor on those selected passages?
在这几段的经文，有没有去看到一个字眼呢？
How Jesus uses the word come?
耶稣是怎样用来这个字？
It's inviting, isn't it?
是一个邀请，是吗？
It's authoritative, isn't it?
是有一个的权柄，是吗？
And so what Jesus is that he calls us. He calls us to come to him.
耶稣是呼召我们来到他的面前。
And he has authority to call us to him.
他是有的权柄去呼召我们来到他的面前。
Friends, we have to remember it is Jesus who calls.
朋友们，我们记得是耶稣基督是呼召那一位。
It's Jesus who calls us to follow him.
耶稣是那一位呼召我们去跟从他。
And this morning, perhaps you're sensing that God is calling you.
今天早上，你或者都会感受到神是呼召你。
To follow the Lord Jesus.
去跟从主耶稣。
Respond to the call. Respond to Jesus.
回应这个的邀请，回应这个的呼召，回应耶稣。
We notice in this text also how John responds.
在这里也都记载约翰怎样去回应。
John's response to the invitation to come up, he does come up.
约翰是真的是回应这个的呼召。
And the first thing that he sees or that he beholds is the throne.
第一样佢所看见嘅就系宝座。
In this message, I want to give you four perspectives of the throne because that is the focus here.
喺呢段嘅经文俾到有四个重点系关于个宝座。
What John saw and what is recorded for us is the throne.
约翰所记载嘅，所为到我哋而记载落嚟嘅就系嗰个宝座。
And so the first point is notice the permanence of the throne.
第一点就是留意宝座的永恒。
John's first glance was riveted towards the throne of God.
宝座，约翰第一眼所见到的就是宝座。
And as he gazes, as he looks at this, at the throne, he noticed that this is a permanent structure.
当他的眼定睛看着这个神的宝座的时候，他发现到这个是永恒的。
This throne was not just haphazardly put together.
这个宝座不是随便这样砌出来。
This throne is not temporarily.
不是暂时的。
This throne is not flimsy.
这个宝座不是易损坏的。
But this throne is solid. It is permanent.
是一个永恒的，很坚固的一个宝座。
Brothers and sisters, we have to remind ourselves that God's throne is permanent.
弟兄姊妹，我们要谨记神的宝座是永恒的。
God's throne is prominent.
神的宝座是显而易见的。
And God's throne is perpetual.
而神的宝座是永远的。
It is the center of the celestial.
是宇宙的天下万物的中心。
It is the focus of forever.
是永永远远的焦点。
You know, in this passage, if you count the number of times the throne is mentioned, it's about mentioned about 11 times.
在这段经文里面，宝座是被提过11次。
And everyone and everything revolves around the throne.
每一位每一个东西都是围绕着个宝座。
Even the elders' thrones are lessened or pales in comparison to the high throne of God.
甚至乎嗰啲嘅长老嘅宝座，亦都系逊色，系比较起神嘅宝座。
And this is what can be said about the throne of God.
呢个就系关于神嘅宝座。
And that is the Lord reigns.
就系耶和华统管万有。
The Lord reigns in majesty. He reigns in power.
他带着尊贵统管万有。
The Lord reigns forever and ever.
带着权能，他作王永永远远。
God is permanent.
神是永远。
His throne, his rule is permanent.
他的宝座，他的统管是永恒。
His throne is permanent.
他的宝座是永远。
In the book of Isaiah, it says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool."
以赛亚书六十六章一次记载：天是我的宝座，地是我的脚凳。
We all know kings have come and gone.
君王更替。
And kingdoms have also come and gone.
国度更替。
But behold our God. He is the king. He is forever. And his throne and reign is forever.
但看啊，我们的神，他永远作王，他的国度永远长存。
His throne is a fixture forever.
他的宝座永远立定。
For all eternity, since the beginning of time, whatever God has said goes.
从亘古神话有就有。
whatever God does happens.
神所做的就发生。
And whatever God's will, it is done.
神旨意的事就必成。
Behold, our God reigns.
仰望我们的神是祂是统管万有。
And so, brothers and sisters, I challenge you when we pray.
弟兄姊妹啊，我挑战大家，当我们祷告的时候。
Does that come into our minds that God reigns?
神统管万有这件事有没有在我们脑海出现？
When we worship,
当我们敬拜的时候，
does this come into mind that God reigns?
有没有去谨记神是统管万有？
And it doesn't matter what kind of chaos is happening in other countries.
无论是什么东西是混乱发生在各个国家那里。
It doesn't matter how crazy life can become.
我们的生命几咁混乱。
God still reigns.
神仍然统管万有。
Brothers and sisters, do you recognize that God still reigns?
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋有冇确认承认神系统管万有？
No matter how out of control things become.
无论身边发生嘅事系几咁失控。
And it's not just God reigns; our God reigns.
唔单止系神系统管万有，系我哋嘅神统管万有。
I ask you that we're going to share perspectives about the throne. The first one is the permanence of His throne.
第一点的重点是神的宝座永远长存。
Secondly, I want you to notice the presence on the throne.
第二点要留意宝座的临在。
The presence on the throne is none other than Lord God Almighty.
宝座的临在 是全能的神的宝座。
If you notice how this passage builds up,
这个的经文是慢慢的去摆上越来越多的内容。
It's very descriptive on certain ends.
在某些地方是很多的形容，
但是慢
慢是导致到有这个赞美和敬拜。
In verse 8, the four creatures are giving praise.
有四位活物是去敬拜神。
They recognize who is on the throne.
他们确认哪一个是在宝座上面。
And that is why they're saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
他们说圣哉圣哉圣哉主是昔在永在今在的全能者。
So do you notice the presence on the throne?
有没有留意到宝座的临在？
It is the Lord God Almighty.
是耶和华全能的神在上面。
He is seated on the throne.
坐在宝座上。
It signifies that the king's court is in session.
代表着他王的朝廷在那里。
God presides, he doesn't just simply reside.
他不是就咁作喺嗰度，而系喺嗰度系作主席。
God is not merely a resident, but He is president. He is in charge.
佢唔系就咁系喺嗰度出现，而系佢系作王作主。
Notice the description how God is described. He is described in the appearance of a stone, a jasper stone, and a carnelian stone.
佢嘅形容，佢系用碧玉同红宝石去形容佢。
We have to remember that the jasper stone is kind of like a diamond. It's brilliant. It's clear.
碧玉是好似钻石咁样，好清澈嘅。
The crystal clear stone refracts any and all colors in the spectrum, an incredible shiny and flashy brilliance.
呢个嘅宝石反映出光谱里面灿烂嘅光芒。
This stone speaks of the holiness of God and the glory that emanates from Him.
这个宝石提及到神的圣洁和祂荣耀。
God is not just the jasper stone and brilliance, but also the carnelian stone.
不单只是光彩的宝玉，而且是红宝石。
And the latter stone is, instead of being clear in appearance, this is actually red.
红宝石的颜色是红的。
This shade is red. It's kind of like a fiery brilliance.
是有红色火的光芒。
It speaks of God's fiery nature.
是讲及到神的愤怒。
The nature of God's wrath or fury.
神的义怒。
When we think about it, we look at some of the Old Testament prophets, they thought of in terms of God this very same way.
而在旧约经文也都有记载到神的类似的表征。
Ezekiel in chapter 1 says, God looks like fire in a brilliant light around him.
以西结书那里有记载到，又见他的腰以下仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
And so what John sees initially, it may not think it is peaceful, but it's something magnificent and mighty, yet frightening and fiery.
约翰所见的是不是一个平静的画面，而是一个很伟大、很尊贵，但是也都是很惧怕，是好像火那样的形状。
If you think about it, this appearance of God makes us think in terms of how awesome God is.
去思想到神的外貌，让人惊讶不已。
And how much of reverence we need to have before Him.
我们在祂面前当是摆上敬畏。
Again, when we think about Old Testament prophets and when they were able to capture somewhat of a heavenly vision, it's interesting what they did in response.
当那些旧约的先知是怎样回应呢？
Isaiah, when he saw the Lord in a heavenly vision, he fell on his face.
以赛亚书他见到神的景象的时候，他就去俯伏的面伏地下，俯伏敬拜。
We got Ezekiel, and then we also have Isaiah, who saw the heavenly vision of the presence of God, and he also fell on his face in holy reverence and humility.
以西结和以赛亚一样，都是见到神的出现的时候，他就因着敬畏和谦卑而俯伏下来。
It reminds us we have a holy God.
去提醒我们有一个圣洁的神。
And our response to Him in worship and in prayer should be humbleness.
我们的回应，我们的祷告和敬拜都是应该是谦卑。
These stones speaks of the holiness of God. It also speaks of His redemption too as well.
这些的石反映出神的各样的属性，而这些的石也都是讲及到神的拯救。
We know as a holy God, God cannot tolerate sin.
神是一个圣洁的神，不能够容忍罪。
He hates sin.
他是憎恨罪。
Yet we also know that God loves us very much, that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins.
神也我们也都知道神是爱我们，将祂的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，是为我们的罪而死。
Interesting to note that the carnelian stone and the jasper stone was the first and last stone in the breastplate of the Old Testament high priest, representing the tribe of Reuben and Benjamin respectively.
可以有趣地留意到红宝石和碧玉是头一块和最后一块在旧约大祭司的胸牌前面的石。
And so theseStones is a portrait, or these stones point to Jesus Christ.
这些石是指向表征耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ, the divine Son, who is seated at the right hand of God.
耶稣基督就是圣洁的神的子，神的儿子，坐在神的右边。
So what is important to remember about these stones, about God and Christ?
重点是什么呢？
Even though God's judgment is sure.For those who are in their sins, there is also grace and mercy and salvation for those who embrace the gospel.
纵使神的审判是肯定的，亦都是为罪的缘故，但是在神耶稣基督的里面是有恩典和救恩。
Now there's another thing that we need to point out in verse 3.
在第三节那里亦都有一样东西要指出。
And it says that there is an emerald rainbow.
是有一个的红彩围住，好似绿宝石咁样。
There is an emerald rainbow that is around the throne.
好似一个绿宝石咁嘅彩虹系围住嗰个嘅宝座。
So we have to note that this rainbow is not many colors; it's just really one.
呢个个彩虹唔系好多色嘅，而系一个颜色。
Emerald is a beautiful shade of green hue, and it speaks of faithfulness.
绿宝石系个颜色系绿色嘅，而且系讲及系信实。
We all remember in the book of Genesis, a rainbow first appeared when Noah came out of the ark as a picture of promise, don't we?
我哋喺创世纪嗰度见到彩虹系喺挪亚出咗方舟之后出现，系一个应许嘅图画。
Unlike the rainbow that Noah saw, this rainbow is different.
呢一度所见嘅彩虹唔同挪亚嗰阵时代所见到嘅彩虹。
In the scene of heaven, it says it's all around the throne.
喺天上嘅景象嘅时候，这个嘅彩虹系全部系围住这个嘅宝座。
So in a sense, it's like a circle.
系一个圆形。
It suggests that God's promises does not end.
意味到神的应许是永不完结。
And just like our salvation, His promises are eternal.
我们的救恩就好像神的应许一样是永恒的。
And so in this depiction that we see God in His glorious beauty surrounded by His eternal promises.
这个景象里面神的光彩就是被这个绿色的红彩围绕住。
If you think about it, when Noah saw a rainbow, he only saw half of a rainbow, right?
挪亚在见到彩虹的时候，他只是见到半个，是不是？
He only saw part of the rainbow.
他見到這個彩虹的一部分。
He could not understand everything that happened or what God did in the flood.
他不明白到當時神所做的所有的原因，所有的事情。
And such is for you and me, we too just see really half of a rainbow.
對你我來講亦都一樣，我們只能夠見到彩虹的一半。
And we go through trials, tribulations, sufferings, and struggles, and we only see half of the story.
当我们遇到试炼、灾难、苦难和挣扎时候，我们只是见到那个整个故事的半部分。
We only see half of the story, even though we experience grace and mercy.
我们只是经历到半部分，纵使我们是经历到恩典和怜悯。
But on the other side of eternity, the glorious rainbow is emerald and it's round.
但是在永恒的另外一边，那个的彩虹是圆形的，是绿色的。
It's a complete picture.
是一个完整的图画。
And one day we will be in that presence.
有一天我们就会在那个环境里面。
And it will all make sense when we behold our God.
当我们仰望我们的神的时候，我们就会明白。
Brothers and sisters, this gives us great encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，这个给到我们很大的鼓励。
Especially when sometimes in life it's hard to find make sense of things.
尤其有时候我们觉得生命里面所发生的事是不合理。
We know on the other side of eternity everything is going to be perfect. Everything is going to make sense.
我们知道在永恒的另外一边，所有东西都会是合理，就会明白。
And it's going to happen when we behold our God.
是会发生当我们去仰望我们的神。
We've noticed two things so far about the throne. One, it is permanent.
我们注意到宝座的两件事情。第一是它是永恒。
The second thing that we've noticed the presence. Who's on the throne, and that is the Lord God.
第二样我们注意到宝座上面的临在，就是神自己的临在。
The third thing I want to point out to you in this passage is the power of the throne.
第三就是宝座上出来的大能。
Notice in verse 5 what is being described there.
第五节嗰度
，What we see from the throne proceeds what? Lightning, flashes of lightning, and sounds of peals of thunder.
喺个宝座当中有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出。
Now, this is not a weather alert. This is really a power alert.
呢个唔系天气报告，呢个系能力嘅预告。
And coming out from the throne is this incredible sound and sight.
由宝座出来 的景象，这个声音
，It represents the fury, the terrifying fury of God.
代表着神的震，令人震惊的愤怒。
And by the way, this is not the first time it is mentioned, will be mentioned in the book of Revelations.
其实这个不是第一次是这么样形容到。
Four times in chapter 8, chapter 11, chapter 16 and 19, they use the exact same passage to describe the coming judgment of God.
在启示录八章、十一章、十六章、十九章嗰度，全部都用同样嘅字句去形容将来要嚟嘅神嘅审判。
And you could say that this passage in Revelation is prophetic.
呢一段系预言性嘅。
It is forecasting. It is presenting something.
系预表性嘅，去显现俾我哋睇。
That there is going to be a powerful firestorm, a fury coming from the holy throne to a sinful world.
将来有一个好似火一般咁厉害嘅愤怒，系由神嘅宝座中嚟到呢个罪恶嘅世界。
You could make the case there is a cosmic collision that's going to happen。
系有一个极大嘅碰撞将会发生。
And indeed it will happen。
系事实上必会发生。
And when it does, we will conclude the following。
当有发生咁嘅事情嘅时候，我哋就有以下嘅结论。
For the sinner, the time of repentance will be past.
对罪人来讲，回转的机会已经过去。
Judgment is set, and the time of execution of God's sentence is at hand.
审判已经定，而神执行他的宣判已经是到了。
And for the saint, it's something different. The time of sinning has passed.
对于圣徒来讲，犯罪的时间已经过了。
We know in heaven we have repented for the last time and we're capable of sin no longer.
在天上我们就已经是最后一次的回转，我们就不能够再犯罪。
It's all because of Christ.
全因为耶稣基督。
And so, friends, the time for repentance is now, not later.
朋友们，回转的时间是现在，不是迟些。
We know that Jesus didn't call the righteous, but he called sinners to repent.
耶稣呼系冇呼召义人，而系呼召罪人去悔改。
And so, if you have yet to come to Jesus and repent of your sins,
若你未接受耶稣来到系回转，从你嘅罪中回转嘅话。
And to other of us who are brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we are forgiven of our sins.
对弟兄姊妹嚟讲，你系被耶稣基督系宽恕咗我哋嘅罪。
We have to understand, just like the Apostle Paul understood, that we are more aware of our sins than ever.
我哋系好似保罗所提及嘅一样，我哋系更加对我哋嘅罪敏感。
And as a Christian, we are daily sinning, but we should also be daily repenting before Him.
作为基督徒，我哋每一日仍然会犯罪，但系我哋应该每一天去从罪中回转。
Another thing that we also have to remember in this passage is the seven lamps of the burning from the throne.Which are the seven spirits of God.
另外一样，我哋注意到有七个灯台，系七盏火灯喺宝座前点着，就系神嘅七灵。
Obviously, this is very unusual.
呢个系好唔寻常。
But let me just kind of put it very, very shortly.
但系我好简短嘅综合。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2, there is an outline or description of the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
喺以赛亚书十一章二节嗰度去描绘咗灵神嘅灵嘅工作。
In chapter 11, verse 2, it says, And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. And then it says, The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
以赛亚书十一章二节嗰度讲到耶和华的灵必聚在他身上，就是智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
In the book of Zechariah, it says, Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
撒加利亚书嗰度记载，万军之耶和华说：不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的能灵方能成事。
This is the power. This is the spirit of God from and before the throne.
呢个系神嘅能力，神嘅灵系喺嗰个宝座上面出来。
Now another thing that we see in this passage is the sea, the crystal sea.
另外一样，我哋喺经文嗰度见到就系玻璃海。
And we have to scratch our heads and wondering why the clearness.
我哋就勾下我哋头啊，点解系一个海？点解系一个嘅玻璃，好似水晶咁样
？What is represented here is a remarkable transparency. It's very clear.
呢度系形容嗰个嘅清澈透明。
Remember that God is unchanging. In other words, there is no shifting shadow.
要记得神系不变，系冇转动嘅影儿。
So it's very appropriate that what surrounds him or what's around him, that it's very clear there is no shadow at all.
因此围绕住佢嘅冇完全冇影儿，系好清澈嘅，系好正确。
There is no mist. There is no fog.
冇迷雾，冇一啲嘅浓雾去围绕住。
Only splendor upon splendor.
系光彩上面再有光彩。
There is no need for additional lighting.
唔需要另外加啲灯落去。
Because of the brilliance of God that comes out, that comes forth, it's very, very clear.
因为神自己嘅光彩就发放出嚟，系好清楚。
And so the sea supports the notion of the holiness of God and the power of God.
呢个玻璃海就系继续支持对于神嘅圣洁同埋神嘅能力嘅形容。
And no one could come close. No rivals at all. No threats, but simply the glorious majesty.That beams all around. It's very clear.
无人能接近，无人可以比拟，无人可以要挟到，亦都系佢嘅荣耀尊贵系全地都可以见到。
So around the throne of God is power.
喺神嘅宝座周围就系大能。
There's one more thing that I want you guys to note around the throne of God.
喺神嘅宝座周围仲有一样要注意。
And that is praise. That is worship.
就是赞美，就是敬拜。
So notice the praise that's surrounding the throne.
注意到喺嗰个宝座周围嘅敬拜赞美。
Now if you think about it, you hear the heavenly creatures.
我哋系听到天上面嘅活物。
You also notice the 24 elders.
我哋见到嗰个二十四个长老。
Now consider this: the four angelic creatures, they're flying around, right?
佢四个天使般嘅活物喺度飞嚟飞去，系咪
？And it says that they have eyes all around them.
佢哋身上全都是眼。
It indicates that they are fully aware of everything.
指示到佢系完全可以睇到、知道任何事情。
And it also indicates they're fully engaged in what they're doing.
並且係形容到佢哋全面參與緊當時發生嘅事。
And so what are they doing?
佢哋做緊乜嘢？
They are praising God.
佢哋敬拜讚美神。
They are worshiping God.
佢哋敬拜神。
They are adoring God.
佢哋仰慕神。
Every day they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty."
每天不停嘅讚美，聖哉，聖哉，聖哉，全能嘅大耶和華神。
These heavenly creatures don't stop; they keep on going.
呢啲天上嘅活物係永不停落嚟，係繼續嘅去敬拜讚美。
Their voices doesn't run dry like ours.
佢哋嘅聲音唔會係乾涸。
Even after we sing, or even after we speak, we usually take a drink of water, right?
有時我哋講完嘢或者唱完歌都要飲水，係咪？
But these heavenly creatures, their voices do not run dry.
但呢啲天上嘅活物嘅聲音永遠唔會乾涸。
They never lose focus. They are never out of breath.
佢哋唔會係冇氣，佢哋係有個好固定嘅焦點。
They never have to take a break. They never need a snack.
佢哋唔需要休息，唔需要食嘢。
They are never snoozing. They are always praising.
佢哋唔係瞓覺嘅，佢哋係讚美敬拜緊。
And they're praising God around the throne.
佢哋喺神嘅宝座周围嗰度赞美神。
And they're not the only ones that are praising God.
唔单止系佢哋敬拜紧神。
In this chapter and the next chapter, the praise is trending up and upward.
喺呢一章同下一章，这个嘅敬拜系越嚟越多。
The praise and the chorus gets bigger, louder.
声势越来越浩大。
In verse 8, the four heavenly creatures is the quartet that's giving God glory.
这个在第八节四个活物就好像一个四重唱这样去将神去给神荣耀。
And if you go into chapter 5, you also understand it, that the elders are also giving praises.
第五章的时候记载到那些长老也都是继续去赞美。
Then you also understand, even by the end of chapter 5, the myriads of angels that are giving praises to God.
第五章尾嘅时候，见到成千上万嘅天使喺度赞美神。
And so it's not just the four living creatures that are giving praises to God.
唔系净系四个活物去赞美神。
But when we see the whole spectrum of the whole thing, everybody's giving praises to God.
当我哋见到整个嘅天上嘅景象嘅时候，所有人都敬拜神。
And they're saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing."
他们赞美曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And so for all of us, we should take note, especially as we worship the Lord God.
我们当我们敬拜的时候，我们要特别的注意。
The emphasis of the worship is on God, the Creator.
敬拜崇拜的焦点是神，就是那位创造者。
Not on man or the creature.
不是人，不是被造物。
But on the Lord God Almighty.
而是全能的神。
The Lord God Almighty who was, who is, and is to come.
全能的神就是那位永在、今在、昔在、永在、今在的神。
The one who lives and reigns on his throne forever.
那者在宝座上面去永远的掌权的。
And so as this passage concludes, worthy is the Lord.
这个的经文就是结束，就是说他是配得的。
He's worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
耶和华是配得接受尊贵、颂赞和能力。
And why? It says in verse 11, for you are all created things, and by your will they existed and were created.
原因是因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
And so the emphasis of praise, the theme of worship in chapter 4 is to praise the Creator, the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the sustainer of all things.
那个重点，那个主题，第四章就是去敬拜创造主，就是托住万有的那位。
The emphasis of heaven, this heavenly glimpse is the praise and the glory of God.
这个天上的景象的重点就是赞美敬拜神。
And so how does this impact our lives and how does this impact us as a church?
这样怎样影响到我们和教会呢？
As we begin each day, and especially as we pray to our God,
当我们每一天开始的时候去祷告神的时候，
let us remember what Scripture is depicting here, that God is on the throne.
让我们谨记经文所记载，神是坐在宝座上。
That we are praying to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们是向万王之王、万主之主祷告。
That we understand that He reigns forever.
我哋要知道佢系永远作王。
His faithfulness is constant. His mercies are new every morning.
佢嘅信实不变，佢嘅恩典系每早晨都是新的。
And his justice will be swift.
佢嘅义系必会系迅速嘅执行。
His provisions is ready.
佢嘅供应已经预备好。
And he will bring all things to pass.
佢会成就万事。
And he's more than ready to meet you. Behold our God.
佢系已经预备好去见你，佢系我哋系仰望我哋嘅主。
And so when we spend just that quiet moment of prayer, remember it is the Lord God who delights in you.
当我哋去系静心去祷告神嘅时候，我哋系要仰望我哋嘅神。
And he reigns.
佢作王。
And it's a time for you to behold him, to give him praise, to give him honor.
系我哋仰望神嘅时间，去尊荣神嘅时间。
It's also a time for us to, and as we get in prayers, to also speak and to share our concerns and our request.
去向神祷告，去将我哋心中所忧虑、所思想嘅事情去分享俾神知道。
The second thing we have to remember, not just individually, but as a church.
第二点，唔单止系个人嘅，而系全教会嘅。
How important it is to behold our God.
系点样仰望神，系几咁嘅重要。
How important it is for us to gather together as brothers and sisters personally and in person to worship our Lord and our God.
去作为弟兄姊妹一齐嘅实体嘅翻到嚟到去同弟兄姊妹一齐嘅去敬拜神。
It's something in us that draws us to come to worship before Him.
系我哋内心深处系带引我哋翻嚟教会嗰度去敬拜佢。
This is something that we need to do. This is our devotion. This is our duty.
呢个系我哋嘅责任，我哋嘅摆上。
We need this time to behold our God.
我哋需要呢个时间去仰望神。
We must do all that God has prepared us to do.
我哋要做神所预备所我哋要做嘅事情。
And God has prepared us to worship Him.
神预备好我哋去敬拜佢。
Do you realize your duty as a believer in Christ to worship Him?
作为基督里边嘅信徒，我哋嘅责任就去敬拜佢。
We need to spend moments to behold our God.
我哋要花时间去仰望我哋嘅神。
Value this time, treasure this time.
珍惜呢个时间，重视呢个时间。
Embrace our Lord God.
拥抱我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
Let us pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Father, Lord God Almighty, we give you all the praise and thanks.
天父全能嘅神，我哋将所有敬拜颂赞归你。
Father, indeed, you are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power.
天父，你系确实配得敬拜并敬拜尊贵荣耀。
Father, we are so thankful that we could play a part, that we could give and we could share these praises and worship before you.
天父，我哋好感恩，我哋可以参与喺其中，喺一齐嘅敬拜，一齐嘅去赞美你。
So Lord, even Father, when we find ourselves in quiet moments by ourselves, as we even open up a morning, Father, help us to behold you.
天父，当我哋去一个人嘅时候，静默嘅时候，甚至乎喺早上嘅时候，我哋亦都要花时间去仰望你。
Help us to recognize that in Father, indeed you reign.
帮助我哋去见得到父神，你的确系掌权统管万有。
And Father, even help us, Lord, to in times where things get crazy or things get out of control, to continue to remember and to embrace the fact that indeed you reign.
甚至乎当我哋身边发生事情系混乱系好失控嘅时候，帮助我哋去知道你仍然掌权。
And you will bring all things to pass.
你会成就万事。
You are in charge.
你系作主作王。
And Father, even this time when we have to worship you, let us behold you.
天父，当我哋继续敬拜你嘅时候，让我哋仰望你。
Let us give back what is due to you, and that is adoration and praise.
让我哋摆上你所配得嘅，就系赞美同埋敬拜。
Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
天父，我哋咁样样祷告，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.